Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
And this afternoon, we start from the presidency. In a move to clamp down on excessive government spending, President John Dramani Mahama has ordered an immediate suspension of all fuel allowances for political appointees under his administration. According to the release, the decision is part of a broader strategy to reallocate public funds from administrative luxuries to pressing and national priorities like healthcare, education, and job creation. Well, let's delve deep into this statement. Fred Smith joins me in studio with more, Fred.
Well, it says President John Mahama has effective immediately directed the cancellation of payment of fuel allowances and allocation of fuel to all political appointees. The directive forms part of a broader curb in government expenditure aimed at cutting costs and channeling public funds into priority areas. The president believes that leadership must also bear its part of the sacrifices it is calling on the people to make. The latest cost-cutting, it says, the cost-cutting measure follows sweeping reductions in the size of government through the appointment of fewer ministers and presidential office staff. Other measures have included stopping satellite TV subscription for offices at the presidency and other government facilities.
Thank you so much, Fred Smith. Well, let's get some clarification on this. And Shamima Muslim is deputy government spokesperson and joins us on the line. We're grateful for your time, Shamima. Shamima, can you hear me? Can you unmute and join us in the conversation, Shamima? Unfortunately, we're... Oh, great, great. I can hear you now. Shamima? Well, we are still trying to establish contact with Shamima Muslim. She is deputy government spokesperson and will be explaining that statement to us. The president has reversed fuel allocations to all political appointees. We need to clarify who this affects, how the policy will be affected, also what this cancellation ensures to do, which priority areas that this fund will be going to. And we're still trying to establish contact with Shamima Muslim to give us more details on this. Well, when we do that, we'll do speak to her. Now, minority MPs are demanding the immediate reversal of President Mahama's directive to the Lands Commission to stop processing state lands. It will be recalled that barely a week after assuming the reins of power, the president ordered the immediate cessation of all activities related to the sale, lease or processing of transactions involving state and public lands. But MP for Subin Kofi Obriyabua, who made a statement on the floor, said the directive has brought an told hardship on persons who have legitimate interests in state lands.
Upon assumption of office, the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, by a letter dated 10th January 2025, directed the Lands Commission to halt the sale, leasing and processing of all state and public lands. Mr. Speaker, although the present decision may aim at safeguarding public lands for the benefit of Ghanaians, this directive may also affect individuals, corporate entities, who may have legitimately acquired interests in these lands. If indeed the government thinks that the private sector is the engine of growth, then the government, as a matter of urgency, should lift the ban. revenue generated by the Lands Commission through stamp duties, consent fees, lease preparation fees, premium costs, and all charges as embedded in offer letters will, by virtue of these directions, become non-existent. This revenue loss will adversely impact the consolidated fund.
Well, let's go to Parliament now and get some reactions to this. Kweku Asante is our Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent. Kweku, the Education Minister defended this directive. What were his grounds?
Well, according to Haruna Idrisu, the target of this program is persons who, under the guise of influence, are looting state lands, and John Dramani Mahama will need to actually hold this directive until all such land transactions have been reversed.
People have taken advantage of this acquisition of public lands. And Honorable Kofi, look at Article 20 very well. You acquired a land for public purpose. You haven't used it for the public purpose. The land must go back to its original owners. That hasn't happened in many instances. So, Mr. Speaker, the directive of the President to assure my colleague was to provide, one, for the President to have first-hand information over the last 8 years, how have public lands been managed? Who took undue advantage of this in order that he can provide correctional measures as the person to whom this land is vested? So, Honorable Kofi, be assured, those of you who are doing legitimate business and want to acquire land for purpose of business, you are not the target of the President's directive. His target is to the looters of land in the name of influence.
Well, you heard the Education Minister, Haruna Idrisu. Kweku, what other matters are in Parliament today?
So, any moment from now, we expect to see the order paper for business today. It is likely that the Member of Parliament Electoral Blake Manoth may be sworn in. From my checks yesterday, the Electoral Commission have not brought in the certificate of election to Parliament, and that is why she was not sworn in yesterday. Yesterday being the first working day of the week, the expectation was that the Electoral Commission will work on that. If the Speaker of Parliament receives that, it is possible that Ablegu Manoth will get their representation for the first time in this ninth Parliament to be seated, and that is why we are looking forward to see the order paper, which will give us some indication as to whether or not the Rabinow Bin will be sworn in today, or perhaps that will delay to tomorrow.
Right. Thank you so much, Kweku Asante, for that update. Well, let's go back to our first story. And thankfully, Shamima Muslim is on the line with us. We're grateful for your time, Shamima.
For the network problems.
Indeed, indeed. We're grateful that you could join us. Well, I believe you're one of the appointees who will be affected by this directive by the President. How will it affect your operations or your work? Shamima, can you hear me? I can hear you here in the studio. Is it better for you?
Right. Yes, I can hear you too now.
Great, great, great. So I was asking about the President's directive. He has reversed or, you know, scrapped fuel allocations to all political appointees. I believe this affects you as well. How will it impact your operations?
Well, thank you very much for having us. I mean, every citizen, all institutions are expecting that government will show leadership in its call for more prudent use of our collective resources, especially if we are asking citizens of the country to bear with government, even as we take decisions that sometimes might not even make you happy, but decisions that we need to take to stabilize this economy, to mobilize the funds that we need to invest in the critical social sectors that will it would not affect our efficiency at all, because like many workers of Ghana, they bear the cost of their commute to and from work. So with this policy, with the exception of strictly regulated official travel and assignments, all appointees, which is expected of all of us, are expected to buy their fuel for their day-to-day commute to and from work, as other categories of public workers and members of the public do. So we don't expect it to affect our official work.
Well, Shamima, for instance, so attending meetings and whatnot, political appointees will have to buy from pocket.
Thought you would be happy about it. Will you not? The day I posted that I'm willing to pay one Ghana cedis as my contribution to dealing with the energy sector levy, many of you took me on to say that, but you, government pays your fuel for you. So citizens ought to be happy that His Excellency is holding, as he promised in his manifesto, that will hold all appointees to the strictest standards of ethical conduct and also productive use of our resources. So if your official assignment is known and it is a strictly regulated, official assignment, of course you would have some fuel for those official purposes. But from everyday use and up and down movement, sometimes you get up, you go to lunch and things like that, the directive is what is. There's no more free fuel allocation to political appointees in government. So if you need to access fuel, it has to be strictly for a category of assignments which will be made known to all appointees, like we did in the code of conduct. The parameters, the details would be communicated to all appointees. So even a few days ago, there's a directive on what kinds of travel the government will pay for, what kinds of travel they won't pay for, and what kind of travels would even be approved for you to attend. So these are all reforms that are happening at the high level at the presidency as a sign of commitment to this reform reset agenda.
Well, we'd like to also know how much government was really spending on fuel until this decision was taken.
So as we speak now, you remember that this is a new directive. So again, there's been a further directive to now costs all of it, how much we will be saving, how much we're spending on fuel. And in due course, the public would know just how much savings we have made from this, single action of the president.
And how much or how will the funds saved from this measure be tracked and redirected into the key priority areas that the president makes in his statement? Specifically, which areas though?
Right. As you know already, the president, President Mahama, has shown tremendous commitment to the cost-cutting agenda and making savings from a number of activities. DSTV subscriptions were all cancelled, and these are all steps towards, eliminating wastage in the system and also ensure more savings. What will we use the savings for? For instance, with the medical trust fund, for example, when defaulting appointees who did not meet the deadline for filing their assets, they were surcharged, it's going directly to the health trust, the Mahama Care Program. So we know exactly where those monies are going to be used for. Also, once the funds are saved, we already know of existing social programs that require, intervention. Health, education, local governments are all areas that we will be tracking. Also, because of the Public Finance Management Act, we do know there are more stringent ways of tracking what goes into the consolidated fund and what, earmarked funds.
Shamima, are you there?
To track what we're using the money for. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, please come on.
Calls keep coming and interrupting, so I think a lot of media is calling for this program.
Right.
So yes, there will be accountability for the these funds that will be saved.
Just before I let you off, is this temporary or will this be reversed somewhere along the line?
For now, it is a directive, and until anything else happens, to the extent that the president has given this directive, we anticipate that it is what is going to be as long as possible until otherwise directed to be reversed. But also to say that we are already seeing signs of these prudent allocation of resources, from the savings we have made so far from the stabilization of the economy of the city, the 5 billion inflows that have come from the Gold Board operations since January up to date. From all of these things, we've been able to make some significant allocations from the budget. And on 24th of July, when the finance minister Tofosin comes with the media budget review, we would hear more details about how 80% allocation has been made to the assemblies, how the timely release of funds for the feeding of students, as we speak, 600 million Ghana cedis has been given to schools for feeding since the beginning of this year.
Right.
We're talking about the HIS funds that have been uncapped, that for the first time, we're talking about over 300 million cedis, you know, released for the no free stress. This is money directly in the pockets of young people.
That is Shamima Muslim, Deputy Government Spokesperson. Now, for many middle-class families, building a home is the only way out of the never-ending cycle of rent. But too often, that dream stalls, trapped between rising construction costs and runaway rent. In today's edition of our Habitat series, Carlos Caloni visits Tema Community 25, where unfinished homes tell the story of dreams put on hold.
A 2023 household survey by the Ghana Statistical Surveys revealed that Ghanaians spend nearly 28% of their monthly income on rent. For many in the middle class, the solution seems clear: build a home and break free. But that dream often becomes a trap. They start big to escape rent, but rising costs of building materials, poor planning, and unstable finances force many to abandon their projects halfway. Meet Desire Badasu, a young father who tried to break free from the rent maze.
It's a 5-bedroom house, actually, with a hall and an extended attachment, an extra space for a hall. We have a laundry, we have a kitchen, we have the dining, then we have a study. We have a kitchen also upstairs. So if we couple it together, that would be two kitchens, one kitchen down, one kitchen up. We have two studies, one down, one up.
Desire began his dream home hoping to finish in 18 months, but unexpected spikes in building material costs have delayed the project for years.
The project was actually estimated to take barely 1.5 years maximum. When we started, along the way, realized prices of things escalated, because as of the time we started, cement price was around 50 cedis per bag. And then within a period of...
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
4 to 5 months, it jumped up to 60-80. We are in our third year. The way things are going, an extra 1 year to finish up everything.
Desire Badasu is one of the lucky few. He's at least managed to move his family into the ground floor as he battles rising costs to complete his dream home. Others aren't as fortunate. Construction consultant Abraham Lincoln Kokubo says the way out is simple. Dream within your means, set clear goals, and build with discipline from day one.
You need to identify the purpose for which you want to put up the building. Now, don't let that key purpose affect the start of your project. Ask yourself, do you want a place just to lay your head right now, whilst you dream of a bigger picture of what kind of house you want to have? So if you do that, you will realize that you don't overburden yourself so much in trying to take 5, 10, 15 years to finish your dream house. Whilst in doing that, you are still paying rental somewhere.
For Joy News, Carlos Caloni, Tema Community 25.
Well, MP for Eskado Kitan, Member of Parliament for Professor Dr. Grace Ayensudankwa, has issued what appears to be a pointed response directed at Minority Leader Alexander Fenyomarkin's controversial comments on her recent appointment. The Minority Leader suggested in Parliament that the elevation of Dr. Grace Ayensu, who has been nominated as Deputy Health Minister, was for strange reasons, apparently in comparison to other female MPs, including Dr. Zanetto Ajiman Rawlings, who has not received any appointment yet.
Your name is not even here. We have heard it in the rumor mill that you are going to be facing the appointment committee. And this is what you want to be doing? You came to meet Dr. Zanetto here, and for the founder, the owner of the party, for some strange reason, it appears your name is coming, and you will not, even they've delayed in the names. You came to meet Helen Ntosu.
No, leader.
Mr. Speaker.
Leader.
You came to meet Helen Ntosu.
Leader.
And then you want to be right on a point of order when your leader is on a
leader.
Mr. Speaker,
the angle you are going.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, she has to sit down.
Well, taking to Facebook a day after the exchanges in Parliament, Dr. Ayensudankwa, without directly mentioning the minority leader's name, said, no matter how badly they treat you, never drop down to their level, she wrote, and said, stay strong, stay calm, and walk away. Her post has since sparked conversation on social media, with many praising her for her composed and dignified stance in the face of political provocation. Well, her constituents have also been reacting, but we'll get details of that later. You are listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. And we'll take a break. We'll return with sports. And also in the bulletin, we'll tell you the story of a 15-year-old carried to class each day because her school has no...
...team proud by qualifying for the quarterfinals of the Women's AFCON for the first time in 9 years. The Queens defeated Tanzania 4-1. And obviously, confidence is high in camp as they prepare to face Algeria this Saturday for a place in the semifinals. Joy Sports' Lawrence Bade, who is in Morocco, has more.
The most important thing is to build on momentum. I've seen Algeria play, I've watched them. They haven't looked like the great team that you expected from them some years ago. So there's a probability that the Black Queens will have the advantage over Algeria, but they have to ensure that they work harder than they did against Tanzania. And I thought if you're a player, you get a chance to wear national team jersey and be on that pitch in the starting 11, you need to chase down every ball. They need to give out that energy. They need to be active on the pitch. And I think that would be the point to Ghana making it to the next round of the competition.
That's Joy Sports' reporter, Lawrence Bade, all the way from Morocco.
Thank you very much, and I hope our girls do well. Well, she's carried to class every day because the school building has no elevator. Yet 15-year-old Alison Asantua Krantin, a student with a mobility challenge, continues to excel. In our disabled series, Irene Edubia Aining brings you her story.
On a day set aside to celebrate academic excellence, a young girl in a wheelchair draws the loudest applause.
Thank you very much.
Her name, Alison Asantua Krantin, and today she's been honored as the best student in year 9.
For as long as I've known her, she always comes top. She's always the best.
Each day, Alison's journey to the classroom starts with a climb. Carried in the arms of her teacher, supported by her friends and assistant. Her classroom is upstairs and there's no lift to get there.
When I come from home, my mom drops me off and then my assistant takes me to the stairs. Then there's a teacher who carries me upstairs while my assistant carries the wheelchair upstairs.
We have not finished with the building yet, so we can't have lifts. So, but once that is done, we would have lifts that will complete our inclusivity.